tax. I would like to have him answer that. Is that correct, Mr. Mahone?
Our plan is to attempt to complete everything within the next 24 months, yes.
Okay. My next question is, there is a lot of speculation down there that they plan on having numerous more events at Thunder Ridge within that 24-month period. Could he answer that yes or no, or kind of an estimation on the number of events that they have planned at Thunder Ridge?
I don't believe that we can answer that currently, because I know that we are planning, that we're putting together a construction schedule that includes Thunder Ridge and the ability to, you know, perform construction activity while conducting an event, you know, presents all kinds of issues. So I don't think that until that plan is concluded, but what we need to build is totally independent of what we're talking about here in terms of public infrastructure, that until that construction plan is laid out to determine, you know, can an event even take place while that construction activity is taking place. So the answer to the question is, I don't know. And I don't think anybody at Big Cedar could answer that question today.
Okay. The next issue is, I'm sure most of the commissioners are aware of the complete total chaos we had down there at the Garth Brooks concert over the weekend. It was to me, as representing the homeowners in that area, it put us highly at risk, because if we was to have a medical emergency or a fire anytime when that was going on down there, it would be almost impossible to get emergency services to our residents in that area. The reason why I ask him about that, if you add a venue and then you have construction going at the same time, it's going to make it, you know, exaggerate the issues that we had down there this weekend. That is a real concern. If during the construction phase, if they were to pass this and they do have the construction, if they have events going down there, it's really going to be a detriment to the residents of the area trying to get home, trying to get out of there, trying to get emergency services to them. That was a real issue.
Was there a question?
I just want.
And just so you know, because again, and I live down there. Okay. I live down Jones Road. And I feel like I'm the only one talking up here, guys. Thanks. But, anyways, we have an emergency management individual, and I was actually extremely impressed with a lot of stuff I didn't even know about, didn't think about, and just getting to watch her work and do what she did with not only the event, but also making sure that there were plans in place. I think there was, I wish she was in here. She's probably listening. Sheriff may be able to speak to a little bit. I don't want to throw you on the spot, but I was amazed at the plans and the things they did have in place, that if something were to occur, they would have been able to get to certain individuals, whether it be at the event or houses outside of that. So, again, was there issues? Yeah. We sat in three-hour traffic trying to get home from school. And so, I mean, yeah, I get it. But I was amazed at what was there that was behind the scenes that I didn't even know about until asking about later on. That makes sense.
It does make sense. And to give you a little background, I'm retired from state law enforcement, been retired for 12 years. I wasn't on the upper management part of the law enforcement, but I've been involved in many special events like that. And in all my years, I have never, ever seen something as mass chaotic on traffic-wise as that. In my opinion, it put not only our law enforcement people in jeopardy, and the highway patrolmen out there working traffic, but you had the public in general. you had people walking down 86 Highway, right down the middle of the highway.
Right now, you currently have families holding hands walking down Jones Road because they think it's a resort area. So yeah. We can't dictate what people do. It's one of the things about it. And I get so frustrated whenever I see families holding hands because they're staying at a nightly rental walking down a road that's a county road. And I get it. I mean, there's obviously concerns.
The last item that I would like to address to Mr. Mahoney, there was a proposed list of board of directors. Big Cedar is a part of our Oakmont community down there. We as residents want to be good neighbors to Big Cedar and its entities down there. It would be a very good gesture on their part if they would have a member of that board be an Oakmont resident and not an employee of Big Cedar, somebody that lives in Oakmont. I'm not asking you to answer it. I'm just making a statement of that reference. Okay. I don't, unless Mr. Mahoney has any further questions of me, I don't have any further. Okay. Thank you very much.
I will address, we had several citizens calling ahead of time concerned about ambulance and what happened if they had a heart attack and various things. When I spoke with emergency management, it had been on, I was told, I did not speak with the director, myself, but that they had a plan that the company that was hired was supposed to cover that completely. There would be someone on site, and they had a plan. I can't tell you what the plan was, but the ambulance department, I'm sure, can, and that in the event that someone at Oakmont or whatever had an emergency, I'm going to use a heart attack or something, that they could be there and have access to it. And I do understand what you – I looked at the pictures of walking down 86 Highway, yes. Was an event like that will probably never happen again. I'm sure that was the – and the procedures that will be taking place over the next 2 years will prevent that. But in regard to the ambulance, that didn't go on deaf ears. They were doing – they had a company hired that was to take care of that, and with the ambulance department.
In reference to that, ma'am, and all due respect, they also had that same company was in charge of getting people from Fruit Farm Road to the venue. And
I understand.
And that's why you had people walking down 86 Highway and lots of. The event itself, over what transpired, I realize that all the blame cannot be put on Peter, but it gave our area a very black eye. The whole procedure that took place that weekend. Now, I will tell you, I went to see Garth Brooks myself. He is a tremendous entertainer. I enjoyed myself, but as a resident, so I didn't have to fight the traffic. Basically, what I did is I walked through the woods from my house to get there. I'm 65 years old. That's a hell of a hike for somebody at my age.
You're fortunate. It was a beautiful evening.
Yes, it was. Well, we went during the afternoon, but it's a shame. Of course, that has nothing to do with the CID. But my main concern is directing, as I am, Mr. Mahoney. Was you said this was going to take over the next 24 months, is if they have any other events there with the construction going on and everything, that's going to be very bad for traffic and the residents of our area. I say our area because Big Cedar is part of that area also, getting in and out of there. And to me, it's a safety type issue. That's all I have, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahoney.
Thank you.
And correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. I usually don't say that, so. I think that the purpose of the CID was to help address some of those issues. MoDOT knows that it's an area. You're on our Transportation Advisory Board, are you not?
Yes. You're talking to Dan?
Yeah, Mr. Newman.
Yes.
And so there's areas on 86 that's been identified for quite a few years, am I correct?
This is being planned in the background also over time in detail. We know it's got large implications, and in conjunction with the other projects we have in Taney County, this has been bumped up to the high level of scrutiny.
But how long has it been on the radar of the Transportation Advisory Committee?
Yes, absolutely.
For 10 years plus?
A year, at least.
Well, even the stuff before the Amanda Road.
The planning for 86 has been on there for the last 10 years.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, for the last 10 years. So the monies aren't available. MoDOT will not. They look at things differently. The county has to look at things differently, and as far as where the money gets spent. And so, I just kind of want to make sure that we stay on topic with the CID. The purpose of it is to raise funds to help with infrastructure. And again, you guys may be able to help me out with this. The actual venue itself, I believe that was voted to be allowed prior to anybody on this commission being in office as commissioners. When was that actually? Do you guys know? Jamie, do you know? But it was done quite a while ago. So I want to make sure we're not confusing the venue and the purpose and the zoning of that property and then the CID, which will provide funds to help with infrastructure. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I can't address the zoning. That would have to go to our zoning administrator. He can pull exactly.
I know that I wasn't in office at the time. I never voted on it. That I can remember, I never voted on anything there specifically.
No. And so, not trying to pass the buck there anyway.
No. It is a. My point is two separate issues. The venue's there. The zoning's there. Regardless of how it happened, the CID is a way to provide infrastructure and money to be able to perform what's needed for the area.
The Community Improvement District is for just that land that's owned by the developer.
The house petitioned, yes.
To pay for the development. And Highway 86 has had major issues for years. It had been reported by a lot of roads going into it. And when you mentioned the Transportation Advisory Board, it is, the key word is advisory. It has been on their list, and they talk about it about every meeting. What they can do is they're an advisory board to the county commission. Then we have a list that's given to SIMCOG, to MoDOT. They can take that list and consider, but it is entirely up to MoDOT what they do with Highway 86 in regard to entrances, the widening, the bridge, it's Long Creek Bridge is going to be coming up. All of that is a state highway.
Yeah. Well, we met with that, 2 years ago? And they're just now starting the process of beginning that.
They had to go out for bid twice.
Sorry.
My name is Walter Russell Rubert. I'm a bit of a naturalist and own quite a bit of property over there around the Big Cedar and Long Creek area. It's a beautiful area, and I've always been real impressed with how Bass Pro has done a good job of respecting the environment as they went along and built their improvements. My specific concerns, I just kind of got into this just now because I saw that it was going on. I didn't realize that it was such quite a big area. I hadn't heard that the question had been addressed yet, whether it includes the Long Creek dock and Long Creek area explicitly in the CID, or if that's part of the Transportation Improvement District that they're talking about improving the roadways.
No. It does not include the roadways. The only connectivity between the Community Improvement District and Long Creek is the actual marina building where the rental boat operation is used, which generates the sales tax. So there's the actual Long Creek property itself is not in the CID. The connection on the public right-of-way makes the connection down to that building. But that's not part of the area dedicated for within the boundaries of the CID, the roadway system in there.
The Long Creek area, then, will it be affected in terms of, I guess, attacks at the dock and the things that happen at the dock? Is that correct?
In the rental.
I have a boat there.
In the rental operation.
Yeah, I have a boat there, and we've had property there since the 70s. We have a couple hundred acres on, joins a lot of property that Bass Pro owns and other owners.
I don't think you pay sales tax.